91X News.
It's 22 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. A toddler is dead after being hit by a vehicle in a Belleville parking lot. It happened about 8 p.m. last night in an apartment building lot on Union Street. A 2.5-year-old boy was taken to hospital but was pronounced dead. Belleville police are still investigating and few other details have been released. The break and enters continue in Belleville as well. Early Canada Day morning, Belleville police were called to Yeoman Street and Moody Street. Homeowners in both homes reported men had broken in and pepper sprayed them. Police arrested a 17-year-old Belleville man and a 16-year-old Trenton man around Benjamin Street. Both face multiple charges, including 2 counts each of robbery, break and enter, assault with a weapon, assault causing bodily harm, and more. Anyone with information should call Belleville police or Crime Stoppers. Homeowners on Avonlow Road reported someone broke into their home between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. yesterday and stole some electronics. A home on Dundas Street was reportedly broken into between 9:30 and 2 yesterday as well. Electronics were missing from that home also. And a homeowner on Mary Street says sometime between June 24th and 26th, multiple tools were stolen from his home. All investigations are continuing. And a 28-year-old Center Hastings man was arrested last night for 2 counts of assault. This was around 2 o'clock this morning. Police saw a disturbance on the CCTV cameras on Front Street near Victoria Avenue. A man was seen punching a woman and throwing her to the ground where he then kicked her. The victim suffered minor injuries but did not require medical attention. Crews from power utilities in Quebec and Ontario are helping to restore power to the people still in the dark after storms ravaged the U.S. East Coast. More than 1 million people are still without power. Bill Smeaton is a distribution superintendent for Hydro One in the Georgian Bay area. He's one of 200 workers helping fix the situation.
Everywhere in your travels, you do see the fairly significant limbs down. When you're on the interstates, you'll see the tree limbs piled up on the shoulder of the highway, so It definitely hit just it's a wide area. It didn't go through like a swath or a distinct row.
Smeaton said crews expect to be in the United States until at least Saturday. One of 2 women killed in a mall collapse in Elliott Lake, Ontario, will be laid to rest today. Brian Porto has the details.
A funeral will be held in Elliott Lake for 74-year-old Dolores Parazzolo. She'll be buried at the Woodland Cemetery, steps away from the waters of Elliott Lake in the western part of the city. Parazzolo and 37-year-old Lucy Alwyn were killed on June 23rd when the roof of the Algo Center Mall caved in and plummeted 2 floors down into the building. Provincial police are conducting a criminal investigation into the collapse, and Premier Dalton McGuinty has announced plans for an independent public inquiry. Brian Porto, The Canadian Press.
Looking at sports now, in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors have reached a verbal agreement on an offer sheet with restricted free agent guard Landry Fields. The club cannot make the offer sheet official until July 11th, at which point the Knicks would have 3 days to match. Fields was linked to a sign-and-trade between New York and Phoenix for Canadian star Steve Nash. Deron Williams will lead the Nets into their new home. The All-Star point guard posted on Twitter that he made a very tough decision today. He added a picture of the new team logo that accompanies the Nets' move from New Jersey to Brooklyn. A source says Williams has told the team he will accept its 5-year contract offer worth $98 million U.S. Adam Lind has returned to Toronto from AAA relaxed and rejuvenated, and the Blue Jays could not be happier. Lind hit a 3-run homer, and Brett Cecil won for the first time in 3 starts as the Jays beat the Kansas City Royals 6-3 last night. Casey Jansen pitched a clean 9th inning for his 10th save of the season. Hockey action now. The Dallas Stars have a new face of their franchise. The club has signed free agent winger Jaromir Jagr to a 1-year deal worth $4.55 million. Jagr spent last season with the Philadelphia Flyers, where he scored 19 goals, had 35 assists in 73 games. This was after returning from 3 years in Russia. The Colorado Avalanche have worked out a deal to keep top-scoring defenseman Eric Johnson. The restricted free agent signed a 4-year contract worth $15 million. And defenseman Bryce Salvador and the New Jersey Devils have come to terms on a new contract as well. The 36-year-old signed a 3-year deal worth $9.5 million after an excellent performance in the playoffs. Looking at the forecast now today, sunny this morning, some clouds rolling in and a chance of showers this afternoon, but the high 31 degrees, clear overnight with a low of 17. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, the high 29. And to finish out your work week on Friday, sunny with a low of 17 and a high of 33. At 7:05, it's 22 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online. Check out 91X.fm to listen live. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 7:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.